Continue our conversation in a slightly different angle, which is talking to Chip Rogers about the hotel business. We're going to get into that because we figure a lot of folks may be heading to these places this Memorial Day weekend. And I want to bring in the CEO right now of Hay Creek Hotels, Norman McLeod. Is that man who runs Hay Creek Hotels. They're taking over management of a place, come to find out, all three of us know pretty well, Mountain View Grand Resort and Spa up there in the White Mountains. Actually, it's in the White Mountain National Forest, I believe. Norman, thanks for being on the program. Interesting discussion or information here. This is 141 guest rooms. You have 1,600 acres of land, 20,000 square feet of meeting and event space. This is a big place. I suppose I'd start with this. And Chip Rogers told us, if you're going to invest, look for a luxury place that has a lot of outdoor activities. So you're in the ballpark. What were the factors that went into all this?
I guess we fit the bill perfectly.
I guess
it was all of that. I mean, first of all, you're in the middle of the spectacular White Mountains on 1,600 acres with a facility that over the past few years has been completely renovated and brought back to its wonderful grandeur. It's a historic property, been around since, as you point out, it's been around for a long time, 1865, and it has all of the every amenity that you could want, including Mother Nature, from golf courses to axe throwing to spas to indoor-outdoor pools to great restaurants, to hiking trails, to a farm for the kids, to pet the animals, tennis, disc golf. It has the perfect offering to meet with the traveler's needs.
Talking with Norman McLeod, he's the CEO of Hay Creek Hotels. Now, your press release says the following: Hay Creek Hotels, a subsidiary of Victory Hotel Partners, delivers a New England hospitality with the addition of the historic Mountain View Grand Resort and Spa. And it says in the press release that you've taken over management of the Mountain View Grand Resort Hotel. How did this arrangement come about? I'm curious as to where it came from and how it works.
Well, we're New England based. We have properties all over the country, but we started in New England. Our roots are in New England, so we're always looking for opportunities. This opportunity came to us. We went to review it and evaluate the opportunities, and then thought it was a incredibly wonderful opportunity based upon our expertise, and we brought it in front of some of our investors, and they too felt it was a great opportunity. So that's a little bit of the backstory.
Well, Norman, make it clear to me, did you buy this place when it says take over?
We are the management company, and the joint venture group out of New York City bought it. So we are the management company for them.
Why would you?
We brought the opportunity to them, and then they in turn acquired it, and we are managing it for them.
Okay, that makes it clear. I mean, but so, given the challenges we face today, inflation, staffing shortages, you bought somebody else's headaches, in a sense. Talk about those decisions. And not only that, the price of, you know, the price of alcohol, the price of, you know, a ribeye steak.
Yeah. Well, we look at it a little differently. We bought someone else's opportunity. And we feel that this property has an incredible upside to it. The previous owners were wonderful stewards of this asset for the past 10 years, I believe, but they weren't hotel experts. That was not their primary business. And so with our expertise and our history in the hotel industry, and particularly with these kinds of historic assets in New England, we felt strongly that we can bring added value to the business proposition for this project.
Yeah, talking with Norm McLeod, the CEO of Hay Creek Hotels, taking over management of the Mountain View Grand Resort Hotel there. I'm curious. I've been there. It's a magnificent property, a magnificent old building. You walk in and you just find yourself, you know, looking around. It's really something else. But what needs to be done? I mean, what's on your to-do list as you look at this, you know, well, older property?
Great question. As I mentioned to you previously, the owners that we acquired this from, over the past years have spent millions of dollars bringing this property back into its grandeur. So literally the property is one of the best historic properties I've really seen in a long time. So it really combines the best of both worlds currently, in that it has all of the wonderful historic charm, but at the same time has all of the modern amenities, from incredible high-speed internet to flat-screen TVs to new guest rooms, new restaurants. So all of the infrastructure and all of the amenities have been completely redone, and it really is almost a brand new hotel. Now, that said, we do have some additional capital projects that we will be addressing over the next couple of years, one of which is to add a new an additional restaurant to the property. We are in the process of addressing some of the outbuildings that needed some work. So we inherited a wonderful property and have a plan for to continue to improve it under our stewardship.
Mm-hmm. Norm, are you weather dependent at all? Let me explain a bit. I've done some work on the effort to revitalize, bring back the Balsams up in Colebrook, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very familiar with it.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. And we've had Les Otten on the program. Les is a Boston guy. But it's going slow, if going at all. And one of the things that he was counting on is a good ski crowd. Now, you know, I'm very familiar with the area where your place is, and I have a little place up there in Jackson. So I wonder, I mean, how weather dependent and how dependent on the snow?
Well, obviously we're dependent upon the snow. But the good thing about the Mountain View Grand is that it is self-contained. It does have lots of trails. It does have indoor activities. It does have other things that that can provide for an escape for anybody coming to this property in the winter. So yes, we are dependent upon snow, as everyone is in this part of the world, but we do offer that irreplaceable and experience of looking out at sitting on the front porch, even in the winter, standing on the front porch and looking at the Presidential Mountain Range, which is 16 mountains directly in front of you with nothing but trees.
That doesn't sound too bad. Norman McLeod, he is the CEO of Hay Creek Hotels. They're taking over Mountain View Grand Resort and Spa up there in the White Mountains. Norman, thanks for your time today, and good luck.